nameless. You cannot blame me for anything. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining. This is a much packed room than I was expecting, but it's fine. My name is Alessandro. I have a slide that I present myself, of course. I need to fill up the time. Why visual change is good. We're going to talk about the dreaded, we're going to change things up, and your user will absolutely love it. Nobody will be upset about it. And we are going to look at a little bit of history about Thunderbird, what we did, and the success that came from all the changes that we did. So first of all, who the hell am I? I'm the director of product engineering, and you might ask yourself, what is a director of engineering doing here talking about design? I've been a designer and a developer for almost 20 years. Yuck. Started as a front-end developer and UX designer at Thunderbird. First, I was hired there. Built many absolutely terrible GTK applications. I'm a really strong advocate of open your process. Open, share everything from the ideation, prototype, mock-ups. Anything that you have, just share them with your community. It's free user feedback. You don't have to pay for user research. You already have people to do that for you for free. So who doesn't know what Thunderbird is? Okay, good. That would be very awkward for you to be here. This is Thunderbird, or this was Thunderbird. This was Thunderbird version 1. We officially initially released in December 2004. So Thunderbird is actually 20 years old. It looks pretty nice, right? It's pretty standard email application, has a folder pane, message list, a message pane, a toolbar. Nothing crazy, nothing new. This is Thunderbird 102. We released this a little bit more than 2 years ago. Kind of looks worse, right? This is colorful. You can identify. It's easy to read. Identify like the major interaction points. There's a lot of like nice white space. It's breathable. It's dated with the little icon from like Windows XP era, all this type of thing. But this is flat, cramped, 25 toolbars, all flat icons. What the hell happened? So all these wonderful things. And the reasons because this happened is, if you don't know, Thunderbird is actually built on top of Firefox. Thunderbird is a bunch of layers of C++, CSS, HTML, and JavaScript on top of the Gecko render engine. And at that time, when Thunderbird was initially created, Firefox and Thunderbird were developed at the same time. Anything that was happening in Firefox was trickling down into Thunderbird without much control. All the user interface changes or the toolkit changes, we were just inheriting those things. So when Firefox adopted the Aero, Windows 7, we got that by default, all those like rounded tabs. Even having tabs was weird for Thunderbird, but that worked, whatever. When Firefox was completely compliant with GTK 3 and Accent Colors, we got that by default. Windows 10, their new flat Accent Color toolbar. So there wasn't really a time where designers were on top or in charge of Thunderbird. It was all just add some interface things on Firefox from Firefox. But the problem is that Firefox UI is technically just a toolbar and a settings page. Yes, there's much more, but the majority of the things that you use your browser for is just browsing the web. You don't use your browser to look at the UI. Hopefully the UI gets out of the way so you can enjoy the web much more. Thunderbird has a lot of UI, a million dialogues, a lot of message panes, a lot of like options. It's just all the toolkit and UI and design system and ideas that come from Firefox, they don't translate and adapt seamlessly on Thunderbird. And then these happen. We broke up. So these are all excerpts taken from Wikipedia. The Thunderbird development was just a burden. They decided to give it to the community, which was fantastic because community members stepped up and kept the project alive. The problem is that community members were, the majority of them were engineers. And when you leave the user interface choice to an engineer, everything goes great, right? Like we have so much space on this toolbar. Let's add another button. Where's the option? Let's put in a